Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Selamat petang, rekan-rekan pimpinan, rekan-rekan media. Terima kasih. Saya akan mulakan dengan memberikan sedikit preamble bahawa pada persiapan pilihan raya umum yang lepas, Pakatan Harapan telah mencapai beberapa keputusan, persefahaman dan konsensus tentang kedudukan Perdana Menteri, Timbalan Perdana Menteri dan pengganti Perdana Menteri yang berikutnya. Perkara itu telah dimeterai di dalam Konvensyen Pakatan Harapan pada 6 Januari di Shah Alam, yang antara lain Pakatan Harapan menawarkan kepada rakyat bahawa jika Pakatan Harapan menjadi pilihan rakyat dan berjaya membentuk kerajaan, selain daripada janji-janji manifesto, perkara berkaitan dengan leadership ialah kita telah pun bersepakat yang amat berhormat itu Dr. Mahathir adalah Perdana Menteri, Dr. Wan Azizah adalah timbalan dan Saudara Anwar adalah Perdana Menteri yang berikutnya. Dan dalam mencapai keputusan itu, kita tidak mengikat dengan satu garis masa, ya. Kemudian perkara yang pertama, iaitu Perdana Menteri dan Timbalan Perdana Menteri, telah pun berjaya kita laksanakan. Manakala dengan kemenangan itu, Datuk Sri Anwar telah mendapat pembebasan dan pengampunan. Maka persediaan atau persiapan ke arah mempersiapkan beliau berada pada kedudukan yang legitimate sebagai seorang yang telah dinamakan oleh Pakatan Harapan, dan formula yang Pakatan Harapan tawarkan kepada rakyat iaitu untuk Datuk Sri Anwar nantinya akan mengambil alih. Antara persiapan yang dilakukan ialah untuk Datuk Sri Anwar masuk semula sebagai seorang ahli parlimen. Satu-satunya jalan yang sah ialah melalui proses pilihan raya. Ya. Pertama kali Datuk Sri Anwar sampaikan pendirian beliau untuk kembali aktif memegang jawatan dalam sebagai ahli parlimen ialah waktu beliau berkempen di Sungai Kandis beberapa minggu lepas. Kemudiannya, hasrat beliau itu disambut oleh sejumlah ahli-ahli parlimen dari Keadilan yang membuat tawaran-tawaran kesediaan mereka untuk memberi laluan kepada beliau. Datuk Sri Anwar meneliti cadangan-cadangan itu dan kemudiannya mendapat antara mereka itu bahkan membuat tawaran secara bertulis kepada Datuk Sri Anwar, kesediaan mereka bukan hanya melalui kenyataan terbuka kepada media tetapi juga menulis kepada beliau, ya. Lalu beliau meneliti cadangan-cadangan itu dan akhirnya mengambil keputusan, ya, untuk hari ini kita akan mendapatkan ahli yang berhormat berkenaan membuat pengumuman. Di depan ni ada 3-4 ahli parlimen.
Seorang aku bukan tu.
Ada Sungai Petani, ada Port Dickson, ada Mata Maju dan juga ada Kulim Mana Baru. Ya. Jadi ada soalan lagi, Lembah Pantai. Tunduk Lembah Pantai, tak apa nak jawab, tak apa nak tengok. Ya, and Port Dickson, ya. Baik. Datuk Sri Anwar sekarang berada di Hong Kong dan beliau telah menyampaikan beberapa arahan. Pertama, untuk saya memaklumkan kepada rakan-rakan pimpinan, sila Datuk Xavier, Naib Presiden, memaklumkan pada pimpinan parti-parti sahabat, ya, saya telah pun memaklumkan keputusan ini, pendirian dan juga pilihan yang akan diambil oleh Parti Keadilan ini kerana keputusannya adalah keputusan Pakatan Harapan, maka setelah Datuk Sri Anwar membuat pertimbangan, maka saya telah diminta oleh beliau untuk menyampaikan perkembangan ini kepada pertama Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, Presiden PPPM, yang kedua Saudara Lee Kuan Eng, Seks Agung DAP, dan yang ketiga Saudara Muhammad Sabu, Presiden Amanah. Dan saya telah pun memaklumkan kepada ketiga-tiga pemimpin itu. Yang terakhir semalam, saya telah menemui Tan Sri Muhyiddin di kediamannya memaklumkan. Dan ketiga-tiganya itu menyambut baik dan menyatakan kesediaan untuk turun membantu berkempen dan memenangkan Datuk Sri Anwar. Datuk Sri Anwar juga memaklumkan kepada saya, dia benar dalam perjalanan balik sekarang ini, mungkin dalam pesawat dari Hong Kong ke KL, bahawa beliau juga telah menyampaikan perkara ini kepada Yang Amat Berhormat Tun Dr. Mahathir, Perdana Menteri. Semalam, parti telah mengadakan perbincangan dalam biro politik mingguan kami, dan Presiden dan saya telah membentangkan rancangan ini, dan kita telah bersetuju untuk meneruskan ya, proses untuk Datuk Sri Anwar menyertai semula sebagai ahli parlimen. Dan kita percaya langkah ini jika sekiranya berlaku dan Datuk Sri Anwar dapat dimenangkan, maka dia akan dapat memberi nilai tambahan kepada Pakatan Harapan yang sudah sedia membentuk kerajaan. Dia akan strengthen lagi kedudukan Pakatan Harapan sebagai ahli parlimen. Bila beliau menang dalam by election ini, insyaAllah Datuk Sri Anwar yang juga seorang anggota dalam PH Council ya, akan dapat berperanan dengan lebih efektif kerana beliau juga adalah anggota parlimen. Sudah tentu berada di dalam sistem itu akan dapat membantu. Dan beliau juga telah menyatakan dengan jelas apabila nanti menjadi ahli parlimen, beliau akan memberikan fokus dan tumpuan kepada parliamentary reform. Dan beliau tidak akan memegang atau menjawat sebarang jawatan kerajaan. Ya. Jadi dengan latar belakang itu, saya dengan ini menjemput Dr. Tan Yee Kew untuk mengumumkan peletakan jawatan. Boleh? Bukan, sorry, salah. Bukan. Okay. Saya silakan ahli parlimen Morrison, silakan.
Assalamualaikum dan salam sayangi Malaysia ku. Terlebih dahulu saya ingin mengucapkan ribuan terima kasih pada wartawan dan media yang sanggup hadir untuk PC ini. I'll be delivering my press statement in English, but the Bahasa version will be ready for distribution once I've finished with my press statement. So those who want to get the Bahasa version, you'll have a copy. I became the first term member of parliament on 9th May 2018. This was my first attempt at a public office after having retired as a Rear Admiral from the Royal Malaysian Navy in July 2006. I served the nation as an officer in the Royal Malaysian Navy and the Malaysian Armed Forces for almost 40 years before my retirement. I was moved to partake in the crusade to change the former kleptocratic government, and after having witnessed the atrocity and sufferings faced by fellow Malaysians. Coming from a rural background, rural and an entrenched military background, it was not easy for me to adapt to a role of a politician. I must thank my good friend, Saudara Rafizi Ramli, for helping me to begin my political escapade in Tambun, Perak, where I first intended to stand as a candidate. Allah had other plans for me. I found myself being summoned by the party president hardly 24 hours before the nomination date for GE14. I was requested to stand in Port Dickson and I gladly accepted it. Alhamdulillah, on 9 May 2018, I was elected as a Member of Parliament for Port Dickson P132 with an encouraging majority. As a member of Parti Keadilan Rakyat, I fully support the agreement reached between the coalition parties of the Pakatan Harapan government, wherein Yang Amat Berhormat Tun Mahathir Mohamad was selected as the nation's 7th Prime Minister, Yang Amat Berhormat Datin Sri Wan Azizah Wan Ismail as the Deputy Prime Minister, and Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim as the Prime Minister in waiting. Now, as an MP and a citizen of our beloved nation, I believe in a stable and peaceful transition of leadership whilst safeguarding and upholding the promise by the Pakatan Harapan government to the people of Malaysia. Hence, I feel called to contribute to a smooth transition of the office of the 7th Prime Minister to the 8th Prime Minister in accordance with the agreement between the members of the coalition in the Pakatan Harapan government and to further enhance the nation's economy. Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, the Prime Minister in waiting, was primarily instrumental in the reform movement that changed the political landscape of this nation after 20 years of struggle and tribulation. I trust years of incarceration, likened to that of Great Mandela, has molded this great leader to ensure Malaysia remains a plural society, caring for the minorities, especially the poor. It is time for Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim to proceed to helm the nation in accordance to the Pakatan Harapan's reformation plan. Accordingly, he needs to first become the Member of House of Representatives in the Malaysian Parliament. I wholeheartedly wanted to offer to vacate my seat as an elected member of House of Representatives of Port Dickson to enable a by-election to be called so that Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim could contest for the said parliamentary seat representing Pakatan Harapan. I first discussed my aspiration with my good friend, Saudara Rafizi Ramli. Rafizi thanked me for my intended sacrifice for the party and the nation. He told me that he will bring the good news to several key office bearers of the party and discuss the same with Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. I too met up with PKR Secretary General Dato' Saifuddin Nasution, and like Rafizi, Dato' Saifuddin too was elated upon hearing my plan and congratulated me. Thereafter, I had several meetings with Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, who was pleasantly obliged with my gesture. Later, as reported by local media, I came to know that there were similar offers made by other PKR MPs to pave the way to Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim to becoming an MP. I am happy and proud to know that my colleagues in the party have similar intentions as I do. Last night, I was informed by Rafizi that after having discussed with the party leadership, Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim had decided to accept my offer and choose Port Dickson as the constituency where he would like to stand as a candidate. I am confident that Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim will win the seat hands down and proceed to become the next Member of Parliament for Port Dickson and inshallah eventually become our nation's 8th Prime Minister. Hence, I am now announcing my resignation as a member of the House of Representatives in the Malaysian Parliament with immediate effect. I have sent my resignation letter as an MP to the Honourable Speaker of Dewan Rakyat earlier today. I would like to thank my supporters and voters from the bottom of my heart who have trusted and overwhelmingly voted me in as their MP at the recent 14th general election, and for their continued support throughout my tenure as their MP. I really hope that the voters in Port Dickson would give their same support, if not greater, to their future MP and Prime Minister in waiting, Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Honourable Speaker of the House, the Honourable Deputy Speakers, and the good office of the Secretary House of the House of Representatives for their kind support and assistance to me during my tenure as an MP. I further would like to thank my colleagues at the Backbenchers Council for their support and guidance throughout my stint in the August House. Last but not least, I would like to thank Yang Amat Berhormat Menteri Besar Negeri Sembilan, all government agencies in Port Dickson, the armed forces and the police veterans, the state assembly members including my team and my staff members of the Pusat Khidmat Rakyat in Port Dickson. I humbly request that they give the similar support and assistance to Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. I wish Yang Berbahagia Dato' Sri Anwar all the best in his 6P journey, that is, from prison to palace, to party president to PD, to parliament, and ultimately become the 8th Prime Minister of Malaysia. Thank you. Sedia berkorban.
Okay, soalan? Hold on, depan dulu. Zikri, hold on dulu. Sudah, ya. Sorry, nama. Firdaus dari Astra Wani.
Banyak kursi seperti Sejabat Petani, seperti Nibu Tempat, kenapa Port Dickson? Adakah kerana komposisi pengundinya atau bagaimana?
Macam saya sebut tadi, bila Datuk Sri Anwar mula-mula menyatakan hasrat dia, sejumlah ahli-ahli parlimen dari Parti Keadilan membuat tawaran, okay. Dan dalam membuat keputusan, parti dan Datuk Sri Anwar telah mengambil semua pertimbangan. Memadai saya sebut bahawa bila dia memilih Port Dickson, kita percaya pilihan itu dibuat di atas satu wisdom, ya, yang boleh menjayakan rancangan yang telah kita susun. Terima kasih.
Zikri,
setiap kali Parti Keadilan memasuki pilihan raya, kena ingat ya, 20 tahun dah usia Parti Keadilan. By election yang akan datang ni bukan yang pertama kami pernah lalui, ya. Jadi dalam membuat keputusan, sudah tentu kami mengambil kira semua perkara, ya. Dan apabila keputusan itu dicapai, kami percaya fokus kami adalah untuk turun, membantu dan memenangkan beliau. Itu pertimbangan utama kami. Terima kasih. Again, sorry.
Was Artemis Khan obviously left out in making this decision? And also related.
Datuk Sianua sebut bahawa sekarang semuanya adalah Khan Datuk Sianua. Okay. So saya nak sebut bahawa apabila sejumlah nama ahli-ahli parlimen yang menawarkan diri, kita tak tanya dia dari Khan mana. Okay. Jadi akhirnya proses negotiation itu bermula dan semalam kita bentangkan kepada biro politik parti semalam mana. Jadi semua anggota berpeluang untuk menyampaikan pandangan dan keputusan telah dibuat.
Datuk Kamil. Datuk Saifuddin, Patrick Lee from AFP. Tun Mahathir said that he is going to relinquish his position within the next, at least maybe 2 years from now. So why are you making, why is the party making decision now?
Dalam membuat keputusan ini, kami tidak pernah mengikat parti dengan tempoh masa Tun Dr. Mahathir menjalankan tugas sebagai Perdana Menteri. Kami tidak pernah mengikat keputusan ini dengan tempoh masa Tun Dr. Mahathir. Datuk Sianua selalu pesan kepada pimpinan keadilan, sekarang adalah masa untuk memberi dokongan dan sokongan penuh kepada kepimpinan Tun Dr. Mahathir sebagai Perdana Menteri. Dan kita harus bekerja menterjemahkan agenda reform pada kedudukan di mana kita berada sekarang. Jadi saya nak sebut bahawa bila kita membuat keputusan, kita tidak pernah mengikat tempoh Dr. Mahathir terus sebagai Perdana Menteri. Dan macam saya sebut tadi, ketika konsensus Pakatan Harapan dibuat, ianya tidak mengikat tempoh itu. Dan Dr. Sianua pun memberi kenyataan berulang kali secara terbuka bahawa Tun Dr. Mahathir akan terus mendapat sokongan kami untuk beliau terus menerajui negara sebagai Perdana Menteri.
The ratio of the borrowers in the pocket, actually the Malay is around 43% and Chinese around 33% and the merchant is around 22%. Oh, actually non-Malay is 55% of the borrowers. That means that the Malays is not the majority. But regarding the filling of the borders of the Malaysian, non-Malay voters actually are skeptical about the leadership of the Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim because his past experience, founders of the Abim and all the issues. So how you say that, how really you are confident that Dato' Sri is going to win in this constituency? Could you tell me specifically why you are confident?
Usually when it comes to breakdown of support and everything you pass to me. You are right that the breakdown is very much representative of Malaysia, you know, 43% Malays, 53% Chinese and about 22%.
And that is our niche.
India. Mm. In the case of PKR, it's not that far off from the profile of our membership, which is 50% Malays and 50% non-Malays. Your hypothesis just now that Anwar Ibrahim is not popular with non-Malays and did not get the support of non-Malays actually was proven wrong in all the previous general elections. Because Anwar Ibrahim in 2008 was the first opposition leader to garner the highest majority support from the non-Malays. And under his leadership, since 2008, the opposition coalition then, Pakatan Rakyat and then Pakatan Harapan, continued to get overwhelming support from the non-Malays. I fail to see any data or any proof that points to so-called non-confidence from non-Malays for Pakatan or the Sri Anwar. The real issue, I think, will be very much whether or not we will have the kind of voter turnout that we want. Based on all data, all tracking that we do continuously since general election and until today, there is no indication that the voting pattern from the last general election is going to be reversed. So on that basis, I think it is a seat that is workable, and it has the best potential. And I'm sure Anwar Ibrahim, as the oncoming Prime Minister, would inject more excitement on the ground, and hopefully we would be able to garner enough interest to achieve the voters turnout that we wanted.
But at that time, he was politically his opposition leader. That is a different position now. You are the ruling government now.
The, in fact, I think voters have, in Malaysia, have very long memory and have always decided based on track record. The support for Pakatan Rakyat and then Pakatan Harapan from the non-Malays, whether or not he was a government or opposition leader, I think, is not so much, and data has proven, is pretty much because of his strong position on a sense of justice and for everyone. He was the first Malay leaders in this country who have continuously advocated for assistance to everyone based on needs. And I think the non-Malays, the Malays, decide on who to vote, not so much from some hypothesis like that, but based from a very strong record that Anwar Ibrahim and Pakatan have had over the last 20 years.
Okay, next question.
Anwar, ada benda tu sama lain. Langkah ini kan, mengusulkan kursi untuk Datuk Seri Anwar, tidakkah ia je satu pengingatan kepada pengundi di sini? Sedangkan pengundi di sini pengundi Datuk, dan sekarang Datuk dengan reda je menukarkan mengusulkan kursi ini untuk Datuk Anwar.
Khianat ni adalah kalau kita curi duit rakyat. Kalau kita ada position, kita kayakan diri. Okay. Kalau kita ada kuasa, kita tekan rakyat. Okay. Tapi dalam satu sistem demokrasi di mana jalan untuk kita mewakili rakyat dalam parlimen adalah melalui proses pilihan raya, dan dalam kedudukan ini ianya dibuat dengan maksud yang khusus bagi melaksanakan satu ketetapan konsensus. Dan kena ingat, sebelum ini 5 tahun lepas, Datuk Seri Anwar tu dia adalah ahli parlimen, kemudian dia direntap dan diseret ke penjara. Jadi peluang dia untuk berkhidmat kepada rakyat dinafikan selama dia dalam penjara, dan sekarang dia bebas untuk mengambil bahagian. Di sana ada di kalangan ahli-ahli parlimen keadilan yang berpendapat bahawa kiranya diberi laluan kepada Datuk Seri Anwar, dia akan dapat menjayakan sebahagian daripada misi besar, iaitu konsensus Pakatan Harapan. Jadi niat murni itu saya tidak anggap sebagai ianya satu pengkhianatan, kerana ianya satu proses yang legitimate untuk Datuk Seri Anwar jika menang mewakili kawasan itu, dan akan terus memberi khidmat seperti mana Datuk Daniel memberi khidmat selama ini.
Okay, so seterusnya.
I think I should also explain, because I'm the one vacating the seat. The word pengkhianat, I think, is a bit too strong. I have campaigned on the ground for the last 1.5 years, and having, as I told you in my press statement, I come from a rural area. I have seen poverty. 60 years of independence, I couldn't believe myself that our rural folks are still living in such poverty. Today, when I want to vacate this place, it's not a vacating out of enjoyment. It is purely because I think my own strategy, nothing to do with Pakatan Harapan, Pakatan Keadilan, or Pakatan Harapan. My own view is, as has been agreed upon by Datuk Seri Anwar, I will continue to serve. He was a bit reluctant initially because I'm an admiral and all that. I said, no, I came to Port Dickson to serve the people, and I will continue serving. What I need from you is your backing. As the Prime Minister in waiting, It will only help me to serve the people better. So I'm not quitting my people. I'm staying on in Port Dickson, and I will be Dato' Sri Anwar's eyes and ears on the ground for him. And I will continue serving the Port Dickson people. I'm not quitting them. Okay, that message is very clear to my people in Port Dickson. I've done it over and over. I've told them. I've already cautioned them, and they're all very happy. In fact, they are very elated that the Prime Minister in waiting is going to come to their area. That is the issue. And I feel very happy now that with him backing me, I can do a lot more things for the poor people in Port Dickson than ever in the history of the country. Thank you.
Sir, I'll add a bit more on that. Ini akan jadi isu yang mungkin diulang beberapa kali dah, yang bahawa mengusungkan kerusi itu adalah satu pengkhianatan. Kita kena tengok mandat. Berkhianat selalunya dikaitkan dengan mandat rakyat. Kita kena tengok kepada mandat rakyat. Apa mandat yang diberikan kepada ahli parlimen dan parti-parti yang menang di peringkat kawasan untuk menjaga kebajikan dan kesejahteraan penduduk dan pengundi di situ, di peringkat parti dan di peringkat nasional untuk memastikan kerajaan sekarang, iaitu Pakatan Harapan, mengutarakan janji-janji yang telah pun kita tawarkan kepada rakyat dalam pilihan raya. Apabila Dato' Daniel membuat keputusan untuk memberi laluan kepada Dato' Sri Anwar, keputusan itu datang dengan kerelaan beliau untuk terus berkhidmat di bawah walaupun beliau bukan ahli parlimen lagi. Kita juga ada sahabat-sahabat daripada pusat khidmat beliau. Kita ada saudara Kuma, bekas tentera. Kita ada Komander Pua yang telah menyatakan kesediaan bahawa mereka akan terus berkhidmat dengan rakyat. Bukan soal kalau jadi ahli parlimen baru nak berkhidmat atau tidak. On that basis, I think, ask ourselves, if you are an MP, would you be willing to continue to serve your constituency when you are no longer an MP? Banyak ahli parlimen daripada semua yang jadi ahli parlimen pun kadang-kadang tidak berkhidmat dengan baik. So on that basis, I think we have a rare person among us. After his retirement, he only wants to serve. He comes back out of retirement to serve, and he's willingly allowing, making way for Dato' Sri, so that Dato' Sri can strengthen Pakatan's government through parliamentary reform. And in that sense, bila kita meneruskan khidmat di bawah dengan rakyat, pada masa yang sama dengan penyertaan Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, kita mengukuhkan reformasi di parlimen dan mengukuhkan kerajaan. Sebenarnya itulah mandat yang diberi oleh rakyat. Proses ini membenarkan Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim bertanding sebenarnya mengukuhkan lagi mandat kita dan mengangkat mandat yang diberikan oleh rakyat. Sebab itu saya ingat soal khianat atau tidak ini tidak timbul, dan dalam 2-3 bulan akan datang, saya ingat pengundi-pengundi di Port Dickson akan berterima kasih dan memahami bahawa yang dibuat oleh Dato' Daniel adalah satu pengorbanan besar yang berjiwa besar, because he will be there on the ground. And now, on top of that, with the full backing of the Prime Minister in waiting, I think the people of Port Dickson is among the luckiest there is a service, because you get the Prime Minister in waiting, and at the same time, you have the best team to service them on the ground. And I have to point out as well, they are all from ex-servicemen. Kita ada Rear Admiral, kita ada Commander, dan Port Dickson, kita ada Major. Dan Port Dickson adalah bandar tentera darat. So it's all being planned and it's all being put in place so that we will have the best of teams serving the people. And time will tell, inshallah, that the issue of mengkhianati dan sebagainya itu tidak berbangkit.
One question is, in Port Dickson, in last general election, you only got 59% of the popular vote. It's not considered as a safe seat. And with the PAS and UMNO working together, and we have seen that from 30 years, the Malay support is going down. So how, why choose this quite unsafe seat? The second question is whether PKR has offered any compensation to offer to Daniel, YB Daniel. Yeah. So any offer?
For the record, the Low Command or Politics 7, the new name, has been a constituency that will be represented by Parti Keadilan for the last 3 terms. Okay, 2008, 2013, and the last election. Okay, for that, we consider that the Low Command or Politics 7 is one of the safer seats. Okay. Next is to assemble the best brain among Parti Keadilan with the cooperation from our coalition partners, DAP, Amanah and Bersatu, to form a formidable election machinery and then ready to move on. Okay? And the election machinery will be headed by Nurul Izzah as the pengarah JPRP for Parti. All right. For the second question, whether or not any compensation been offered by Datuk Sri Anwar or Parti to Datuk Daniel, there is none. You know, that's the beauty of being a Parti member in Keadilan. So we don't have to worry about that. Like Rafizi, for example. Bila dia give way, kalau dia kena penjara, tak dapat ambil bahagian, you know, then Presiden Parti masuk bertanding di pandan. There is no compensation. He's a poor man now, you know. That is to answer your question. All right.
Just wondering, Minda from the family, some people are saying that it could be like a family affair with father, mother, and daughter in politics
in the same party. Yeah. Baik Dr. Wazizah atau Penurut Izzah, kedua-duanya telah teruji. Yang penting adalah mereka dipilih melalui proses demokrasi dan mereka dipilih oleh pengundi-pengundi di kawasan yang mereka wakili. Ya, ianya bukan keadaan Anwar Ibrahim kemudian ada kuasa, okey Dr. Wan Sisa, you jadi ahli parlimen. Nurul Izzah, you jadi ahli parlimen. No, bukan Anwar yang pilih. Okey. Yang memilih adalah pengundi di pandan yang memberi kemenangan Dr. Azizah 51,000 majoriti. Dan yang memberi kemenangan pada Nurul Izzah baik di Lembah Pantai, Dua Penggal maupun di Permatang Pau. Siapa yang mengangkat kedua-dua ini di parlimen? Undi rakyat melalui proses demokrasi. Okey.
Yeah. Sebabkan Dewan Rakyat akan bersidang dalam ramai ini dan yeah. Benar mungkin dan
Urusan yang sedang berlaku sekarang adalah Dr. Daniel mengumumkan mengosongkan kerusi. Surat telah dihantar kepada Speaker Dewan. Kalau ikut prosesnya, Speaker Dewan akan memaklumkan kekosongan itu kepada isi SPR. Kemudian bola digelanggang SPR lah. Mengikut undang-undang, SPR ada 60 hari untuk menjalankan pilihan raya mulai tarikh di mana SPR dimaklumkan oleh kekosongan oleh speaker. Jadi apapun tarikh yang ditetapkan oleh SPR, parti akan akur dan akan membuat persiapan accordingly. Ya, sebab parti tidak boleh menentukan bilakah tarikh pilihan raya, tetapi konstitusyen menyebut SPR mesti mengendalikannya dalam masa 60 hari.
From PFM. Just come to like to bring it back to the timing issue. Now that the you have had 3 by-elections with low voter turnout, is there any concern of voter fatigue and things like this, for example, in terms of perception? That's from party perspective. And for Dato' Daniel, I'd like to ask, since the military has played a big role in your constituency, what specifically feedback are you getting that you want, now that you have been bolstered by Dato' Sri Anwar, what exactly more do you want from that constituency?
Let me answer about the voter fatigue. I don't know whether how many of you have been around in all the press conference for the last 4 years. Before GE14, repeatedly the public, the middle class and reporters like you have been asking us voters disillusionment, voters turn out, voters this and voters that, you know, fair enough. And I have repeatedly said there was no indication that there would be a significant drop in voters turnout for G14. What we have is this. We have concerns, you have issues for every election that you have to manage. Obviously, the low voters turnout for the last three by-election is something that we have to take on board. When you go into a campaign, when you have to manage different issues, there are different ways to ensure that if you target a certain voters turnout, we have to work towards a certain voters turnout. But that should not decide whether or not you proceed with what ultimately is the right decision. So to your question, is there any concern? I think everyone would understand that at this early stage after the last general election, it is understandable if we have a problem with voters turnout. Therefore, YB Nurul Izzah, who will be leading the general election, the by-election, obviously would have to pay more attention to focus on mobilization and GOTV to make sure that we get more people to come out. So it's a challenge for us, but we have proven from the last general election, even in the most challenging environment, when all odds were stacked against us, when we had to do what we think is right, we went ahead and alhamdulillah, the result was good. That's important. We have remained like that in our strategy, and hopefully we have enough time and we put in place the right campaign narratives to get as many people to turn out. And I think Datuk Sri Anwar and Datuk Daniel have a lot of things up their sleeves that can actually help us getting more people to come out to vote.
If I may be just reconfirm your question. What do I expect from, or what do the ATM personnel in PD look
at? Specific cohort that there is.
What is that they look forward to, or what is their eye for them?
Now that you passed the baton on to Datuk Sri Anwar, and they say that there will be more resources, more highlights. So, what can you elaborate just a bit on that briefly?
Well, it is not just the ATM alone, they're just one aspect of the element of the population there. My assertion earlier was that with Dato Sri Anwar's presence as a Prime Minister in waiting and a Member of Parliament, it will only help to augment my desire to do things on the ground for the poor, especially for the poor, and the development of Port Dickson as a what I campaign, saying that I want to see Port Dickson as a center of excellence for tourism. That was my campaign war cry. And with the presence of Dato Sri, will certainly help me. So, what can I do for the ATM? Port Dickson has been declared as Bandar Tetradara. And it has been just a word of mouth, and nothing has happened. It has been Bandar Tetradara, and that's it. I have spoken to the Chief of Army and the Chief of Defence Force. They feel that with my presence now, I can do a lot more to promote that team or the desire of the Malaysian Army to make Port Dickson Bandar Tetradara. So certainly that will augment. And with the series there, I can do a lot more to promote that concept.
Okay, thank you. I think that concludes the PCR reading.